Chapter 1, Present Day. With the gloss of their 15-year reunion fading, the buzz of excitement settled into the sharp ache of anxiety. One set of American thumbs twiddled on the cold grey table in the interview room of a police station, parked in the red dust of the tiny town nestled in the heart of Australia. Fingernails of a second tourist beat an impatient tattoo, while another set of American nails were already halfway chewed away. The ordeal started long before the police car ride back into civilization, the unexpected bookend to a reunion that had started days earlier. Their story, which they each thought to be unbelievable, turned out to be a variation of someone else's, except one, which went unspoken. That someone else should have been sitting in the empty chair, but the police had found no trace at all, save for a neat stack of rocks at their campsite. There was no question they would stay around. The police were not keen on them leaving. But there was no way they could leave one of their group behind. Silence fell on the windowless, white-walled room, punctuated by drumming fingernails. A hard swallow and a jerk thumb toward the closed door. How can we explain it to them? The fingernails stopped in mid-tap. It has to be the tour group. I can't think of how else to explain it. A shake of the head and a lowering of bitten nails. At least you two didn't have to run for your life. A quiet voice, buried deep in thought, said, "Still, there's a part of me that's glad I did." Nodding, the three glanced at the chair where their missing friend should be sitting. Distant footsteps grew louder in the corridor before they stopped outside the door. Three heads pivoted. "Do you reckon that's..." "It could be that detective. He looked like he doesn't believe us for a second." Outside the interview room, Detective Green scratched his graying temples as he clutched to his chest, a notepad filled with question marks and scrawled angry arrows. And no answers. "How do you want to play this?" Detective Sergeant Winter thumbed through a transcript. Their individual interviews came up with no red flags. Weird, definitely, but not suspicious. Eddie says he's got nothing to do with it, and I tend to believe him. "What do we do with what they said about their friend?" The senior detective shook his head. "I don't even know what to make of that or where else to start looking." He turned the door handle. If you'd like to read more excerpts from Where the Road Bends or perhaps see some trailers, head to my website, which is www.davidrawlings.com.au. where you'll find some samples from the book, some extra content, and ways to order. Thanks so much for listening.